So in the verse
I
number
see.
3, Bhagwan says, Ashraddhana Purushaha.
Ashraddhana Purusha.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Dharmasyasya Parantapa.
Aprapya Mam Nivartante.
Aprapya Mam Nivartante.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Mrityu Samsara Vartmani.
Together, Ashraddhana Purushaha. Dharmasyasya Parantapa. Aprapya Mam Nivartante. Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. So the Bhagavan says, Ashraddha. Shraddha means faith. Ashraddha means a person who does not have faith. Purusha here means human being. So an individual who does not have faith, faith in what? In dharmasya asya. Asya dharmasya. In this dharma, in this teaching that I have given, and that I will be giving it to you. O Parantapa. Parantapa was one of Arjuna's names. It's a beautiful name. It breaks down as Paran Shatrun Tapayate Iti Parantapa. So one who makes life difficult for enemies, and enemies tremble. That's what they used to say. The soldier would tell his wife, honey, tonight I won't be coming home. Why? Because today I'm going to go fight Arjuna. So I won't be coming back. So he says, Arjuna, he says, you are such a great warrior, where warriors tremble when they want to face you. And now you are trembling at facing your own self. You are not able to face your own mind and you are trembling. That's why he says, you are a great warrior, but now you are yourself not able to overcome your own mind. That's why he says, O Parantapa, O Arjuna, those who do not have faith in this dharma, what happens to them? Aprapya. Aprapya means not reaching mam, me, not reaching me, or not up getting me or reaching me. Nivartante. They return where? Mrityu samsara vartmani. Vartmani means mrityu samsara. This world of death that we are all seeing, this present world that we are living in, is vartmani. It's this present world of death, of change, because this world is constantly changing, and that is where you will return. So let us study this a little bit. Parantapa, I already talked about. He was the greatest warrior, and all other warriors used to tremble if when they had to face him. But here, especially in the first chapter, we find that Arjuna was a psychological wreck. He was not able to handle this, his own mind, and he was not able to handle the situation. And he became depressed, he became hysterical, he just said, I won't fight. And he said, I'm sweating, and my heart is beating, and my mouth is dry. Typical symptoms of anxiety. And we see that over the 9 chapters, Arjuna, his questions have improved, his understanding has improved, he has accepted the Lord as Bhagwan, as the teacher. And we'll see in 10th and 11th chapter, Bhagwan will give us his glories, his vibhutis. So Arjuna himself in the beginning was shaken up, but now has recovered. And he says, the person who has no Shraddha, who has no faith in it, what do we mean by Shraddha? See, the word Shraddha has again been misused by teachers who say, you have to have Shraddha in me. And so what is Shraddha? Blind faith. Whatever I say, you just believe it. And here, this is a place, you just, you know, put all your money here. So one is blind faith, where I just blindly believe in whatever. But Bhagwan here says that I am giving you the choice. So the Shraddha that is talked in our scriptures is an intellectual function. It's not only emotionally I believe and I am in love with this knowledge, but intellectually I am able to analyze and inquire. Nowhere it says that you should blindly believe what is in the scriptures. Even the Upanishads say, even all the texts say, that inquire, go within, and whatever you have heard, see how this knowledge is really true or not. Who am I? Am I the ego or am I the consciousness? So the path of Raman Maharishi, I think in the Tuesday group, study group, you will be starting Sadarshanam, which talks about the path of self-inquiry. So it says inquire and have faith in this knowledge. Let the knowledge become firm. Let the knowledge not become diluted. Let it not deviate. And that can only happen when I understand and when my doubts have been removed. So if you have doubts, the teacher says, you're welcome to ask. You're welcome to disagree with the teacher. And Arjuna does that in many places in the Bhagavad Gita. He disagrees with the Lord. And he says, I don't think this, you know, even in the sixth chapter, he says, I don't think this yoga of Dhyana yoga that you are teaching is useful. So he's able to argue, but then the Lord makes sure that he removes all his doubts. So that is Shraddha. Shraddha is an intellectual understanding and then firm abidance in the faith. And for that, inquiry is required. But our Shraddha is very misplaced. And we find that people have Shraddha, have faith in all the wrong things. I was reading somewhere, this was an old statistic, but in 1986, 60% of the world's narcotics and illegal drugs were sold in the US. So the US was consuming 60% of the world's drugs, even though we are only 2% of the world's population. So the Shraddha is in what? That this drug will give me that. Or alcoholism. They said there are at any given time at least 30 to 40 million now, 40 million alcoholics in the country, and there are others who regularly drink. Now with the legalization of marijuana, people think marijuana, I just take a puff and I'll be happy. And so we are finding so much addiction. In fact, the whole world is selling drugs to us. Colombia, Mexico, Afghanistan, our friend Pakistan, they are constantly selling us drugs. And our China, in the US, there is so much fentanyl addiction now. And that fentanyl addiction is, I am sorry to say, but the doctors are partly responsible for that. We are. So, point is that this addiction is, where does all the fentanyl come from? China. So all of the countries are making money supplying us with these drugs. So that's what they're saying. Our faith is misplaced in these wrong things. And not looking for Brahman, we look for happiness in all these objects, in these things, in these drugs, in these, you know, alcohol and all that. And there is a school of philosophy called Charvak philosophy, which was very popular in the past, and you'll agree it's very popular now also. Charvak says, Yavat jivet sukham jivet rinam kritva grinam pibet. He says, as long as you live, have a happy, fun life, enjoy life. How? Rinam kritva, borrow. Borrow money from others and then grinam pivat and drink ghee, eat, drink and be merry. So that was their whole life. Eat, drink, merry, and how? By borrowing money from others. You don't need to go out and work and earn. Take money from others. And what happens if you die? If you die, what? The world ends. There is no life after death. So if you die without paying the loan, that's so much better, you know. And then why even bother to pay back the loan? As much as you can, and look at our life today. We are all living the same. House is on mortgage. Car is, you know, on monthly payments. People go for vacation, max out their credit card, go for shopping on credit. And then to pay credit card, they get a new credit card. And then at the end of it, they don't die, but they declare bankruptcy, right? So all my credits are wiped out. So that's what we are living, this Charvak philosophy, what the thousands of years ago. So the point they are saying is that human beings do not change. There were more sattvic people then, but the human mind remains the same. And so that's what Bhagavan says, that those who just live in this life of materialism and do not practice spirituality, they do not reach me. By reaching me means, again, knowing that I am in your heart, I am with you constantly, being constantly aware of me, and then bringing me into their life. That's what Bhagavan says, take me with you, take me to work, take me in the kitchen, take me wherever, whatever you are doing, take me with you. And if you do, then you will reach that state of no return, what we had talked about in the beginning of the 9th chapter. But those who do not, then what happens? Mrityu samsar vartmani. They go from death to death. Even the Kathopanishad, Yamaraj tells the student that those who do not get this knowledge, then they go from birth to death, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. And the transmigration, where again and again the same, you take up another body, maybe a human body, next time we could be born as a mosquito or a buffalo, or, you know, we don't know what, but the life will continue. Freedom from this transmigration, freedom from sorrow, because this world is a world of mrityu samsara. Why do they say mrityu? Because change is a death. For example, when day is there, when day ends and night starts, so day has died and night has come. Night dies and then day comes when the sun rises. Summer is here, now summer will die, you know, autumn will come, then autumn, then winter will come. So this world is a world of constant change, constant death. So what is, and same way, when I was a child, a childhood died and I became a youth. And the youth died, you become a middle age. And middle age dies, you become. So this whole world is a world of change, a world of death. And if that is my purpose, then Bhagavan says, okay, keep on doing what you have been doing. But if you want something better, you want to evolve, you want to go higher, and you want to attain that permanent peace, that permanent joy, that permanent bliss, that permanent satisfaction, that can be only obtained by knowing God and by knowing this knowledge. So that's what he says. Those who know this knowledge become one with me, and those who do not, then they again and again, nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. So he says, have faith in this knowledge that I am giving you. Because this is the highest knowledge, it is Raja Vidya, and I am revealing the secret to you, which the rishis have given us. I am giving it to you, which will purify your mind, and this knowledge will free you from all negativities, ashubhat, from all sins. And I'm in this 9th chapter, Bhagavan is not only going to give us this knowledge, but also how to practice this knowledge and bring it to our day-to-day life. All we have to do is become like Arjuna, purify the mind and be available. Oh Lord, you teach me, I am here. And that is the only qualification required, willingness to learn and purity of mind. So that is what we covered today. We have some time if anybody would like to add or questions. But I would again recommend, please, everybody read this Bhagavad Gita. If you don't have it, you can meet us at the mission on Sunday at 5:30. We are there every week. And we can give you the copies. Or if you are from out of town, you can order them online from Chinmaya Publications. Because the verses have been translated word by word by Pujya Gurudev. And also he has given beautiful commentary that you can either read before the Bhagavad Gita class or read afterwards. But it is very important for everyone to read the three verses that we have done today so that the knowledge becomes firm. Okay, then we'll do the Hanuman Chalisa. For all good things may happen in this COVID pandemic, may the earth come through, may we all survive, may all be healthy and safe. So we'll pray to Hanumanji, we'll do the Hanuman Chalisa and then end with the closing prayer. Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nijamana Mukura Sudhari बरनौ रघुबर बिमल जसु जो दायक फल चारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानि के सुमिरौ पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश विकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीश तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धाम अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नाम महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमति निवार सुमति के संगी कंचन बरन विराज सुबेशा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केश हाथ वज्र और ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मूंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर संहारे राम चंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हर शिउर लाए रघुपति कीनी बहुत बढ़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुमरो यस गावे अस कहीं श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित अहीसा यम कुबेर दिकपाल जहां थे कभी कोविद कहीं सके कहां थे तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही कीना राम मिलाए राज पद दीना तुमरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना युग सहस्त्र योजन पर भानु लील्यो ताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेलि मुख माही जल दिलांगी गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हरे तेते राम दुआरे तुम रखवारे होत न आज्ञा बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी शरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज संहारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कापे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नाशे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत बीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जो लावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा जिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारो युग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि के दारा असवर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुमरे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा
तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे, जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे, अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाए, जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाए, और देवता चित्त न धरहि, हनुमत से सर्व सुख करहि, संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा, जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा, जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई, कृपा करहुं गुरु देव की नाई, जो शत बार पाठ कर कोई, छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई, जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा, होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा, तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा, कीजे नाथ हृदय महडेरा, कीजे नाथ हृदय महडेरा, पवन तनय संकट हरन, मंगल मूरति रूप, राम लखन सीता सहित, हृदय बसहु सुर भूप, सियावर राम चंद्र की जय, पवन सुत हनुमान की जय, उमापति महादेव की जय, बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय।